The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. When you think of your favorite food, it is often something that you can have in multiple different types or kinds. Bread is my favorite as there are so many different varieties. Across the world, bread is a staple to many different cultures, and in this podcast, we will be exploring the world of bread, one grain at a time. I'm DJ Flower Power, and let's get this bread. Hello everyone, welcome back to the podcast. On today's episode, I'll be interviewing Zoe. Zoe is from Utah, and she grew up eating a lot of bread, and both her parents have made bread too, so she's been around bread for a long time, and a lot of her childhood as well. So on today's podcast, I'll be doing an interview with her. So to start, my very first question to you, Zoe, is what is your favorite bread and why?
I'd say my favorite bread is either sourdough or ciabatta. I really like sourdough because my dad makes homemade sourdough. And plus, I think it goes great on any sandwich. So that would be my favorite bread.
That's really cool. I think sourdough is a very universal favorite bread for a lot of people. So my second follow-up question to that is, what is your favorite way to eat sourdough and ciabatta?
So since my dad makes his own sourdough, he makes sourdough waffles, and my mom will make homemade caramel syrup to go with it. And I think that's one of my favorite ways, because I definitely have a sweet tooth, but the like saltiness of the sourdough with the caramel is so good. And then I also love to put it on a grilled cheese.
Those both sound amazing. And my mouth is just watering thinking about that sourdough waffle, because that sounds so good. You were talking earlier about how your dad actually made sourdough starter and did that. How long ago was that? And what was the process going into it? And did you help at all?
So unfortunately, I have not helped him as much as I should. But he started it during COVID. That was one of his COVID projects, just like everyone else was doing. And he took a cooking class. My dad is a huge foodie and cooker. And so he's been taking cooking classes for years, but he took a cooking class with Harmon's, which is a local grocery store where I'm at. And he just fell in love with it. He got a starter from that company that they've had, I think, for around 180 years. Like, it's been a long time that they've had that starter. And he just grew it from there. And he makes sourdough like once a week. He also has started making his very own sourdough pretzels too, which are delicious.
That's so cool. And to continue his sourdough starter, that takes a lot of work. And I think it's really cool, especially in a couple years, if it's still the same starter. As they age, they develop different types of flavors and stuff. So the sourdough you have now from that bread is going to be very different from the sourdough you have a couple years from now, just taste wise. If given the opportunity, what type of bread would you like to learn how to make?
I'd probably want to start off with something simple because I don't know quite where or how to do it yet, but I'd definitely start with something simple. Maybe like a honey wheat would be good. My mom used to make that growing up, so I'd definitely start with something like that.
If you had all the skill in the world, do you have one in which you'd want to make? Obviously, you could do it. You can complete it. There wouldn't be any issues, but had time, had the ingredients, had anything you needed and the skill to do it.
I definitely would love to learn how to make focaccia bread because I just think it's so pretty with all the designs you can make with it and add. It's so versatile with all the things you can add to it.
I talked about that in my previous episode too, in my previous interview, how they all make crazy designs out of just these simple loaves of flat bread basically and can make it into this portrait. And make it look the most beautiful, and like you do not want to eat it at all because of how pretty it looks. That leads me into my next question of, are there any food trends that you liked, didn't like, or have had a strong opinion towards? And what were the reasons behind that?
The first one that comes to my mind is whipped coffee, because that was just, everyone had such a chokehold with whipped coffee for such a long time, I think. I never personally tried it, but it honestly looked overhyped to me. Another one that I've seen more recently is butterboards. I've seen that all over TikTok, and I don't really understand the hype over that one, but who knows? Maybe my opinion might change. I also think charcuterie boards existed before TikTok found out about them, but I do think that they were worth the hype.
Charcuterie boards are so good because it just mixes a bunch of different items and it's so easy to just have it all there. And just like the focaccia and the butterboards, they just look so pretty too if they're done right. But if you throw them all together and don't put a lot of time into them, they don't look great. Have you made any bread before?
Kind of, I guess. I've been there and I've held like the pan with my dad. Or when I was a kid, my mom used to make, like I said, honey wheat bread. And so I helped her make that, but never like my own loaf. My friend, he did make homemade rolls for our Friendsgiving. And so I was going to ask him for that recipe because he said it was pretty simple and they looked amazing. So I'd want to try something like that.
What's the biggest thing that's held you back from making bread?
I think it's honestly because you have to be so precise about everything. I'm the type of cook where I just like to throw everything in a pot and assume for the best. I'm like a one sheet pan type of girl. I don't know if that makes any sense, but that's my style of cooking. And cooking bread is very scientific and it takes a lot of precision. And I don't know if I'd have the patience or the freedom to do what I would want to do.
There's definitely an ease when it comes to making certain meals and that one sheet pan or the one pot dinners and meals and stuff. It makes it a lot easier because you can mess up and it not be that big of a deal unless obviously it's raw meat or anything like that. But yeah, I think that's a big common restriction that people will have is that they're scared of the science behind it and messing it up. But I think it's really interesting how, especially with bread, the whole point is to kind of mess it up because there is a lot of wiggle room to it too. You can add more flour, you can take more flour away, add a little more water, because it really is just about feeling. And I think most of the part comes in with timing, but even if you do get the timing of the rise and stuff wrong, it still ends up working out and being just a perfect loaf. With that, is there any loaf or style of bread that you would not want to make at all?
That is a great question. No, probably not. I was just sitting here thinking, though, I would love to make bagels. That's another one I forgot to add. I would love to make bagels. My dad has made homemade bagels in the past, too, and they just look amazing. And I've seen so many videos of people making bagels, and I would love to make bagels.
Are there any places at home where you feel like you can get a true authentic bagel? Because there's this big fight over the fact that everyone, not everyone, obviously, but people are saying that from New York, that's the only true place to get authentic bagels. But do you agree with that statement? Or do you think that you can make anyone anywhere can make the perfect type of bagel?
See, I've never had a New York bagel, so I feel like I'm not allowed to comment on this. But no, I don't feel like that you have to go to New York to have a good bagel. Like, I think if you get the right amount of cream cheese and you get the right bagel with the perfect softness in the bite, but also like it's kind of got a chewiness in it too, I think that's the perfect bagel in itself.
There's the big fights of each different region of the country has its own specific food that they think is the best. So obviously with New York, they have their bread, their bagels, their pizzas, their all of that. But with Chicago, you have the hot dogs and the chili dogs and all of that. And then California is very much like vegan, vegetarian, salads, everything like that. So I think it's really interesting to see all of these different opinions that people have just based on the migration of different people from hundreds of years ago. And so is there a certain type of bread from where you're from that you didn't realize isn't very common elsewhere or that you think is better from where you're from?
I wouldn't say that this bread is better, but there is this brand in Utah and it's called Grandma Sycamore's. Unpopular opinion because everyone in Utah really loves this bread, but I just don't think it's very good. I think it tastes too processed and I also don't like white bread because I feel like it feels soggy before you even put anything on it. And that's what the Grandma Sycamore's bread is it's white bread, but it's very processed. It's almost like Wonder Bread, but like a Utah grown version of it. So that's not my favorite.
For me too, it's definitely very similar, but there's a lot of different varieties. But there's this one bakery from Seattle that makes really good bread. And it's just kind of crazy how you don't really find that because they are so wholesaled around where I'm from. But yet they're still considered a small business because they're only in the Seattle area. But it's kind of weird to come to different places and see that it's not all this one type of this one from this one facility. It's very much just different individual brands from that people choose to take. Let's say you are walking into the grocery store and you're going to the bread aisle. What's the first thing you would grab?
I know I've talked a lot about sourdough, but I'd probably grab sourdough. Another one that always catches my eye, but I never grab it, is cinnamon raisin bread, because my friend, a couple years ago, she made cinnamon raisin bread with butter and sugar on it, and it was spectacular. And I think about that, or like even just putting a, like plain cream cheese on it would be really good, I think, but I just never like send it and buy the bread.
That's funny that you mentioned that, because I grew up eating cinnamon raisin bread. That was the breakfast toast of choice in my household. So hearing you say that, it's kind of interesting because I know the taste of it and it's something that I love. But on special occasions, we would get apple strudel bread, and that was super good because you just have toast it with a little bit of butter on it, and it'd be so good because they have the streusel on top of the bread, and it was just this moist with some apple chunks in it. And every fall we would get it, and it would come back into our grocery store, and we'd get it, and it was so good. But yeah, it was literally so good, and I highly recommend you actually sending it and getting the cinnamon raisin bread because it is really good. Is there any sort of pastry that you want to make if you have time? This kind of goes back to if you had the bread choice, but I think pastries are a separate type of bread too, because they're a little on the sweeter end, but they're a specific type of way to make and form that gluten. So is there any sort of pastry that you would want to make if you had the time and skill?
100%. I would love to make croissants, and chocolate croissants especially. Those have my heart. So I would definitely want to learn how to make those. I know the process is very tedious to make croissants, but I'd love to try it.
I really want to go get an authentic chocolate croissant from France. That's on my bucket list somewhere. And so I think it would be really fun to just go to a bunch of these different countries and try their specific types of bread or gluten foods, basically, that they are native to their country. So is there any specific bread that you would want to go to the country that it originates in and try the authentic version?
I love naan. Like, garlic naan is spectacular. I love Indian food, so I definitely want to try that. I would also love to try a French baguette. Ratatouille inspired me. I have been craving one ever since I watched that movie at like 3 years old.
Yeah, I think a lot of the ideas of food from at least, or the imaginations and bucket list of food items that I have is from media and from these television shows growing up. So how much of a role do you think actually media and television have played into our food and cuisines today around the world?
I definitely think it has helped with exposure. 'Cause I was talking to my dad and he said that sushi wasn't a big thing when he was growing up, which really interested me because that's such a huge thing where I'm from, and like everyone knows what it is nowadays. But I think because of the media and because we have so much access to things like that, we are now able to see so much more culture and now able to create so much more of that throughout where we live now.
Yeah, I think that's so interesting too, to think of the fact that some of these foods that we now are eating on a daily basis or know of on a daily basis that show up in the grocery stores or weren't known by name for our parents and previous generations before us. And so I think it's really interesting to see how much meshing of cuisines has come and how influential some of these cuisines have been to different American traditions and cuisines today. That was the very last question I had for you, Zoe. So thank you so much for joining us on today's podcast. And unfortunately, I'm sad to say, but this is the very last podcast episode of Let's Get This Bread. I thank you all for tuning in to this amazing series. And as always, I hope you get this bread. And for the last time, DJ Flower Power out.